Continuing our conversation, Talking Trees, ISA certified arborist Sarah Maitland from Save a Tree is in, and special guest Amy Espinoza, the executive director of Trees Matter. Esposito. Espinoza, where is that from? That's someone else.
It's another last name. Yeah.
Esposito. But I mean, there's a vivid, anyway, I'll think of it during the break. We are getting into cooler temperatures.
Yes, we are. And so it's a good time to start to lighten up on pruning any of the evergreens. We do still take out deadwood and some structural issues on evergreens. But what we're finding this year of all years is a lot of trees need that second pruning. After the monsoon rains, even though we've pruned them already this year, a lot of our April, May people that get their mesquites pruned after that spring flush of growth are now thinking, you know, we need to lighten them up a little bit. Never know what kind of winter rains or storms we're going to have. But they got heavy. A lot of trees needed it two times a year this year. And that depends on really your property. But so a lot of the more vigorous trees like that were able to prune now. And they hold their prune a little bit longer. And then sometimes, you know, you just want to prune them so that you can put your Christmas lights on.
And we will get to holiday plant lighting and later in the broadcast. But on your some of these that you mentioned, you know, twice a year, mesquites sometimes can take three or four a year.
Well, they can, and it's a matter of, you know, your budget also, because it's an expense. It's actually a maintenance of a valuable thing. Trees. One of the things that's on the Trees Matter website is a tree calculator. So that's pretty cool. It's a treebenefits.com calculator, and it'll tell you, you know, for every dollar you put into something, the return on investment. And you can put in how big your tree is, size and height, and what kind of tree it is, and it'll give you a value. And really the reason for maintaining your trees is to retain the value and for aesthetics and to help them grow healthy.
Yeah, trees are one of the only pieces of infrastructure that grow in value.
Yeah.
So if you might buy a tree and it's only, you know, $50, but it's going to be worth a lot more 10, 15 years down the line.
Especially if it's one that's a producing tree. You know, the citrus trees, lots of fruit trees, you know, something that's constantly providing not only the benefit of the tree to you, but something edible. You know, you'd mentioned the mesquite beans or the Palo Verde beans. You know, most every tree has something it can provide to you.
Well, and shade and cooling are huge here.
Yes, that's a huge benefit. The benefits of bringing your electric bill and energy consumption down, shade is just really, really a high impact.
And then your more vigorous trees, a couple examples y'all have here, olive, sumacs, eucalyptus.
Yeah, those can all take a little bit more pruning. Yeah. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the shrub renovation. So Save a Tree does a lot of renovation. We do trees, shrubs, lawns, fertilization, all kinds of different things. But when you get into the next part of the year, the December, January, February, it's a really good time for shrub renovation because so many of the shrubs are sheared into shapes. And, you know, they're balls and they don't flower. And if you look and you pull apart the leaves, it'll be all woody inside. So it only grows on the outer 5% and it's only making food on 5%. So you're kind of putting it on a diet.
Food for itself.
Yeah, for itself. And so we renovate. We take them down, sometimes down to 8 or 12 inches, sometimes selectively depending on species. But you renovate them down, and then you rejuvenate them, and they grow back really beautiful with natural growth. You'll have more flowers. You'll have light penetration down into the base of the shrub. And it's something that really we start doing a lot in January, February.
There's one that grows really well. I think it's a Texas sage that has the purple bloom.
Yeah.
That one is notorious for the landscape guys to come by just at the time. It's in a beautiful purple display, a fresh bloom, and they just go, destroy the whole thing.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to avoid, because actually a shrub that grows naturally has, like I said, good light penetration to the base and blooms all the way down to the bottom of the stalk, but it will use less water, and it will be healthier, and it's more beautiful.
So a healthier tree will use less water because it's not stressed.
A healthier shrub.
Shrub.
Healthier trees tend to take
more water. More leaves. That's
what
I would
think.
And
getting back to our Chinese elm, it is a tree that can tolerate some drought, but it really likes water. I mean, and it will be more beautiful with more water.
Do you see them a lot in lawn settings?
Yes, you can. They will tolerate lawns. They are something that will tolerate lawns.
And not every tree does well on lawns. And a lot of trees, they don't always complement each other for the Bermuda and a shade tree.
Well, I think I talked about that once before. On your plant list, is there anything that goes in turf at all or lawns? Trees, some of them have a filter and some don't. You put an oak or an elm into turf and they'll take a little extra water, but not too much. You put a mesquite into some lawns and they just suck it all up and grow. They have no filter whatsoever.
Thirsty trees.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about, and you had mentioned holiday plant lighting. That is our to-do if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar. You know, trees do matter, and we don't want to scar them up, mark them up, nail them up, hammer them up just to hang holiday lights for a short period of time. There's a right way to do it, and we'll be talking about that along with the rest of our November to Talking Trees bullet points. More Rosie on the House right after this.